You're listening to a summary of A Mission-Oriented Approach, Designing for Social Resilience, an article by Microsoft AltStories. Microsoft's new online tech hub describes its latest insights about new technology breakthroughs, including reinforcement learning, smart devices, and advice for using technology for social benefits. One section of the hub focuses on designing businesses and communities to achieve better societal resilience and how to tackle system vulnerabilities, causes, and results. Among the equation's viable parts are COVID-19 and human trafficking. Okay, let's get started. Here's the first takeaway. Innovation hinges on our ability to see the world differently. Global challenges keep showing us how fragile our world is. To prevent crises arising from global challenges, people must learn to look at the world differently and quickly adapt to changing environments. Solutions that are adaptive, inclusive, and facilitate decision-making require people to overcome barriers and embrace the contributions of diverse minds. Here's the second takeaway. Technology can provide tools that are designed for the speed of a crisis and the context of a crisis zone. Technology that is capable of societal-scale problem-solving needs to be designed differently from existing technology. Rather than being efficient, it must gain the capacity to be responsive, relevant, and scale to a range of typical challenges that different types of crises share. Such technology uses AI to identify patterns in real-world data and finds diverse applications, including the fight against digital crimes, corruption, theft, and human trafficking. Now for the third takeaway. A resilient society acknowledges and attacks systemic issues that promote human trafficking. In 2018, Microsoft jointly founded the Tech Against Trafficking, TAT Coalition, undertaking long-term projects with other organizations to fight global human trafficking. Shared practices, data, and tools help to protect the safety and privacy of victims and promote the timely sharing of critical information. Crisis events fuel such systematic servitude. Eliminating human trafficking requires investment in prevention, protection, and prosecution, supported by critical partnerships in private and public sectors. The first TAT initiative led to the development of an interactive map that enabled tool discovery, gap identification, and technology advocacy. The second initiative, which pooled data from Polaris, IOM, and Liberty Shared, created a database to identify trafficking victims. The data can be accessed through interactive maps, dashboards, datasets, and data narratives. Victim privacy is ensured through the use of aggregate and synthetic data, instead of actual names and personal information. No user can specifically identify individuals or combinations of attributes. Group-level data protection becomes important when a trafficker controls a trafficking route between countries. Larger groups of data points prevent traffickers from detecting small, precise changes, using them to retaliate against individuals. IOM is adopting TAT to change how victim data is provided to counter-trafficking organizations using channels such as the Counter-Trafficking Data Collaborative, CTDC, Data Hub. The open-source Microsoft Synthetic Data Showcase solution is combined with another TAT accelerator outcome, the Human Trafficking Case Data Standard. Both are incorporated by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime into a guidance manual for law enforcement, government agencies, and other stakeholders. TAT supports consistent data that strengthens global anti-trafficking policies. It fights against forced labor, exploitation, and child abuse in at-risk populations. Crises require anonymous dataset management, allowing necessary views by those legitimate individuals who cannot pool their own data for privacy or regulatory reasons. All right, let's move on to the fourth takeaway. The basis for developing technology following a community-first approach is long-term collaboration. 1 year ago, Microsoft started a project with communities as co-designers of new technology. For it to be successful, face-to-face conversations and human-to-human collaboration was essential. Investing time to build relationships allowed Microsoft to better understand the impact of new technologies over time. People must focus on agile collaboration to be ready and resilient when the next crisis strikes. Here's the next takeaway. Organizational resilience can help explain why some companies better succeed during times of change. When a crisis pushes an organization beyond its normal limits, pressure grows to adapt quickly. Adaptation failure threatens profitability and even an organization's survival. Digital transformation facilitates resilience. The COVID-19 pandemic presents a number of such examples. Microsoft used its Workplace Analytics, WPA, to study how crises like this impact a company's ability to respond and learn how the pandemic affected them. WPA explores how graph statistics can apply to organizational network analysis, ONA, and reveals how work gets accomplished. Network visualization maps out organizational structure based on pairwise collaboration between individuals. Outlook and Teams meetings and messages are studied to identify workgroup organization. This model can be contrasted with standard organization charts' traditional reporting. The workgroup maps revealed new organizational perspective. This includes concepts like stretched and siloed workgroups and raises questions such as how effectively workgroups interact with reporting structures and how well workgroups collaborate and work together over time. This leads to a better understanding of the organization's cooperative culture. Okay, let's now hear the sixth takeaway. Two key metrics represent workgroup collaboration and relationship fluidity. COVID-19 inspired Microsoft to study these metrics to learn about general organizational health. Organizations that embraced employees working from home captured interactions in these digitally transformed workplaces, helping them better understand structural resilience. Microsoft began to understand COVID-19's impacts, such as churn, which refers to collaborations lost from one period to the next. Resilient organizations should experience less churn. But the study showed that while most employees maintained or expanded collaborations, organizations' leadership teams experienced dramatic churn levels. By contrast, large-scale churn throughout the company would represent a panic response, as disrupted connections and shrinking networks encourage people to cling to familiar people and work parameters. Expanding this analysis across thousands of industries and organizations, the latest Microsoft Work Trend Index incorporated billions of email and meeting interactions. It shows increases in work groups and strong group boundaries. Those smaller, more defined pandemic silos look different from those of pre-pandemic work groups. This suggests resiliency in response to an emergency. The question of whether these structures retain resiliency over time remains open. Okay, now we've reached takeaway number 7. During the COVID-19 pandemic, societal sectors most at health risk are often the hardest to reach. Healthcare inequity during the pandemic continues to be perpetuated by complicated eligibility rules. Starting in January 2021, COVID-19 vaccine distribution caused pervasive confusion with rules varying by state or even by county. The system's complexity and information gaps caused healthcare equality concerns. Microsoft designed its chatbot to determine vaccine eligibility and distribute policy updates throughout the United States. Users access the bot through a browser, SMS, or WhatsApp. Researchers found that outdated and inaccurate data caused much of the confusion, so they partnered with healthcare resources to audit and curate the information as it changed. GitHub became vaccine eligibility data's central repository. A Microsoft management portal provided data editing tools for non-technical users. The COVID-19 vaccine eligibility bot was deployed to the fightisinus.org in March 2021. The Fight Is In Us organization represents coalitions, NGOs, and other groups that promote virus therapeutics, such as convalescent plasma. This nonprofit coalition uses bots to distribute information about several blood therapeutics and vaccinations. The vaccine eligibility bot was also integrated into the Bing search engine. As the U.S. government began to clarify eligibility, the bot's focus shifted to finding available vaccine locations. The bot may soon be used to deal with international eligibility and booster shots. Similar bots could be deployed for other complex community emergencies. Governments and businesses should work to develop open-source data management tools before the next crisis occurs. In that case, they could be ready for implementation on day one. Now for the eighth and final takeaway. VCI offers secure, private access to vaccination records. VCI, a coalition of private and public organizations, provides private access to verifiable copies of vaccination records in paper or digital form. VCI works to establish community and open technology standards. Using open, interoperable standards, VCI sends signed clinical data connected to an individual identity using the Smart Health Cards framework. People can use these credentials to prove vaccination status and safely return to school, work, and personal life. Organizations using the Smart Health Cards framework will help to test and refine the system. To avoid inequities, people without smartphones can receive a paper printed with codes that verify their status. Overall, building a resilience toolbox with open technologies that can be quickly deployed helps to hasten adaptation to emerging health scenarios and other emergencies. Real-world observational data helps researchers to visualize causal factors and interpret data. This way, communities can react quickly and meet urgent demands. That was a summary of A Mission-Oriented Approach, Designing for Social Resilience, an article by Microsoft Alt Stories. Let's hear the eight takeaways one more time. Takeaway one, innovation hinges on our ability to see the world differently. Takeaway two, technology can provide tools that are designed for the speed of a crisis and the context of a crisis zone. Takeaway three, a resilient society acknowledges and attacks systemic issues that promote human trafficking. The fourth takeaway, the basis for developing technology following a community-first approach is long-term collaboration. Takeaway 5. Organizational resilience can help explain why some companies better succeed during times of change. Takeaway 6. Two key metrics represent workgroup collaboration and relationship fluidity. Takeaway 7. During the COVID-19 pandemic, societal sectors most at health risk are often the hardest to reach. And finally, the eighth takeaway, VCI offers secure, private access to vaccination records.